It is a Wednesday morning. Enda Brady, g'day.
Yeah, lockdown Wednesday here in the UK. More on that in a moment.
Yes, but you've got a terror threat of the highest order.
Yeah, so they've cranked up our terror threat level here in the UK. There are several, and we're now at the second highest level, which is severe. It means that a terror attack is highly likely, and obviously there will be more police on the streets. There's no intelligence to lead people to believe that an attack is imminent. That is the highest level. If it goes to the very highest level, that means an attack is imminent and highly likely. So we're at severe. They've done this off the back of what happened in Vienna the other night in Austria, and of course two recent high-profile, horrible attacks in France. So the UK intelligence and all the police, the authorities, the government and the Joint Terrorism Assessment Centre, they've got their heads together and they've made this decision.
Now, your last day before lockdown, what's everyone doing?
I think everyone's going to go Christmas shopping today, Millsy, across England anyway. It is the last day of non-essential retail being open. Hospitality will close on the stroke of midnight. So pubs, cafes, restaurants, they'll all be gone. I'm sure many, many hundreds will close well in advance of that. You won't be able to get a haircut. And I think a lot of people will be heading out and getting those Christmas items bought. Because the big fear is Boris Johnson has promised to lift this lockdown on December the 2nd. I think a lot of people will be looking at the numbers, roughly 20,000 positive cases every single day here now. And I think a lot of people will not be confident that that lockdown will be lifting.
Yeah, no, not good at all. All right, mate, you stay safe and we'll talk again tomorrow, but you'll be back with Ollie this afternoon.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.